When I was sinking down, and hold here for just a moment, sunk down, wretched, a wretch like me, Lord, I am so small, I will drown in your water, please, please be gentle. Our mistakes are not always about juggling a hamster in a water balloon. Our mistakes are much larger. We're talking about grace this month, but need to talk about needing grace first. Otherwise, that grace we might need to get is cheap. It has no fire to it, no depth. So I want to talk about needing it, being down, sinking down. Have you been sinking down ever? Have you been drowning in the water? Have you been lost and worried you'd never be found? As your pastor and as a human being in my own skin and a collector of stories, I hear so many ways in which we are laid low. So many ways in which we need grace. Some of us, we are lost. We are unsure where to turn, what to do next. Do we take that other job? Do we end this relationship or try to make it better? Do we move to another city? Do we try to get our parents to downsize their house and move into the senior center? Do we do the chemo or skip it? Will we make it? How do we go from where we are to where we want to be? Should we try to reconnect with that estranged family member, or would it hurt more? How can we stop drinking? How can we get healthy when our body hurts even to move? How do we get our depression to stop lying to us about our own worth? How will we make ends meet? What's our life for? Is there meaning here or just another day? Some of us are lost and we need grace. Some of us don't feel lost so much as we feel beat down, wounded by the pain in our heart. Maybe we were betrayed by someone who we thought loved us, and now we wonder if anyone ever will. Maybe our dream was dashed and we clutch at fragments of what we thought was. Maybe one we love has died, and we weep with the sorrow, and we know it's okay to be sad, but it's still hard. We walk around the earth, and people say, "How are you?" And we say, "Fine, how are you?" Or even if we're good Midwesterners, "Great, how are you?" But it is a lie we tell them some days. We tell ourselves, sinking down, sinking down. For some of us, things are okay, basically, except there's too much of it. I mean, just too many things. Appointments, events, between taking care of children, taking care of parents, working, managing a house. Maybe you try to go to yoga once a month, and your marriage, what's that? What's that person's name who lives in your house anyway? And friends, you see them on Facebook, does that count? A recent study pointed out that moms with full-time jobs today spend as much time parenting their children as stay-at-home moms did a generation ago. Same amount of time being a parent, add 40-plus hours of work a week. And working dads today spend more time being a parent than working dads did a generation ago. Not 40 hours a week more. It's not an equal trade, fellas, but still, nobody's working less. The most popular article at BuzzFeed so far this year by far was the one about millennials called Burnout Generation. Some of you read this and shared it. There's just too much. For folks under 50, especially if you are a parent, if it feels like you don't have enough time to breathe or think, guess what? It's true. You're not being lied to. It's too much. And it's not that you don't want to do all the things that are too much. You want them. You want to do all the things. There just isn't enough time to do them or enough energy to do them. And downloading the newest productivity app is just another thing to put on your to-do list. So you stop. You stop doing anything, even basic tasks, and then the despair takes over and the shame. Sinking down. Sinking down. Or maybe you're not feeling the weight of your mistakes and you haven't had your heart trampled and you're not fighting addiction or really overwhelmed by life. Objectively, you think you're pretty good. But yet you're so worried, anxious and angry and upset. Why? Because you read the news. I mean, my God. Yesterday, I saw a tweet from Peter Sagal, which said, listening to the top of the hour news update, he heard the story about how the FBI was investigating if our president was a Russian agent, and it was the second story of the day. My God. From climate change to police violence, workers being forced to work without pay, there's a word for that, I think. Children harmed and bombs falling, there's so much. And you feel like you're supposed to fix it. Lord, when it rains, think of me a little. Of course, it's not either or. It's not like you can only choose one of these four ways in which you might need grace. Maybe you're worried about the nation and your life all at once. Welcome to the club. All these ways we need grace. All these ways we feel like a motherless child, lost, broken, alone, downhearted. So many ways. And yet it seems to me that ways of needing grace are like that slightly apocryphal observation about how the Inuit have dozens of words for snow. They're so used to it, you see, they can tell you all the different kinds and have a word for it. 40 words for snow, but it's all just falling water. It's all falling water. Lord, I am so small. Please not so much. Gently. We need some grace. And all these words for falling water, all these kinds of needing it, all these kinds of sinking down, they're really one thing. They're really one thing. Trying to do it alone. Going it alone. The illusion of separateness, self-sufficiency, and isolation. That's the one thing, the root of all these pains and losses, the heartaches and the hurts, one thing. Think about it. Grief is much harder if you think you're the only one. Want to get sober? It's a lot easier with help. Some of you know. Want to make the world more fair? You can't even do it by yourself if you wanted to. That's not the way it works. Feeling heartbroken? Who do you turn to at your healthiest? Your friends, gathered round. When I was sinking down, friends to me gathered round. The root of our need for grace is the feeling that we are alone. Lost without a guide, hurting without a healer, weeping without a shoulder to cry on, struggling without an accomplice in the struggle. The root of our need for grace is the feeling that we are alone, that we can't make mistakes, that we can't ask for help, that we can't accept the offer of help already made to us. I sent you a radio report, a helicopter, and a man in a rowboat. What the hell are you doing here? The root of our need for grace is the feeling that we are alone. The realization of grace is discovering that we are not alone. Look, the rains will come, the storm will come, heartbreak, loss, trouble, injustice, these things will come. They have always been and they always will be. The rain will fall. Lord, think of me a little. So let it rain. If the thundercloud passes rain, let it rain, let it be. Sleep tonight and may your dreams be realized. Grace is not the absence of thunder, of rain, of the storm. Grace is not the absence of trouble. Sometimes people say that, there but for the grace of God go I. You hear that phrase thinking, I'm glad God spared me that trouble. First of all, God doesn't work like that. At least no God I find worthy of consideration would ever work like that, choosing some and forgetting others. Second, trouble comes to everyone. Trust me, I know stories. The variety is different, the type is different, the severity even is different, but trouble comes to everyone. Grace is not the absence of the storm. Grace, if we can say yes to it, grace is the rescue. Grace is the rowboat. Grace is the helicopter. Grace is enacted and embodied by others when we realize what pain wants us to forget, that we are not alone. To put this in the most theological language, grace is the awareness of the always already universal incarnation of love. Or to put it simply, grace is when you fall down and someone helps you back up. You don't get grace when you never fall. That's not grace. You get it when you accept the hand reaching out. This is why I don't sing the alternative word that saved a soul like me when we sing Amazing Grace. You can if you want to, that's okay. But when I sing that, I sing that saved a wretch like me. Because what makes me sometimes a wretch isn't when I feel wretched. No, that's a universal human reality. What makes me a wretch sometimes isn't feeling wretched, it's thinking I'm the only one who ever does. Or worse, even worse, thinking I'm the only one who never does. That I never make mistakes. But I do. And so do you. And I don't want you to know me as the one who never makes mistakes. I want you to know me as Matthew. Just like Beatrice was not known by her own name. They didn't call her that until she made mistakes. No one will know us for our heart until we open it, until we let down our walls. And we are found not when we escape the storm, but when we get through it together. When I was sinking down. What wondrous love. This isn't just about human friends either. When despair for the world rises in us, those are words of Wendell Berry we are beginning our worship with this month. When despair for the world rises in us, when we wake in the night at the least sound, we can go down where the wood drake rests on the water and the great heron feeds. Sleep. May your dreams be realized. Let it be. Grace is remembering that we are connected to each other, to the earth, to the holy, however named. Lord, I am so small alone we are, but we are not alone. We're part of everything. And when we are reminded of that in small moments and big ones, when we need it and when we didn't know we needed it, that's the grace our fears relieve. That's the grace our fears relieve. When we sit across the table with someone who wants to work with us to make the world a better place, and we don't have to do it alone. When we read an article about the burnout generation, realize it's not just us, and maybe we don't have to try so hard. When we clink glasses and commiserate over lost love, and you stop thinking, why am I broken, and start remembering we're all a little broken, and that's okay. When the harmony happens, and you're just one voice. When you see children laugh together, when an old friend calls you up, when someone else picks up the slack, when you breathe out, and the mind stops racing. When you sleep and let it be. When the rain falls, but not too hard. We're all lost sometimes. We all sink down sometimes. All of us make mistakes. Every single one of us sometimes needs the grace of community, of beauty, peace, mercy, and help. Every single one of us sometimes is in need of grace. That's the good news. That's the good news. Here's more good news. That means every single one of us can be grace to someone else. You are grace. When you are kind, when you share, when you giggle with someone, when you say, sleep, I got this, when you pitch in, when you cry together, when you help out, when you go down to the water, you too are grace. For here we are. Here we are, all of us in need, all of us wretched, all of us grace, all of us amazing. Here we are, drifting with our ship's companions, knowing no harbor, plying our way through the stars, living upon the grace of this boat, sailing through the heavens. Surviving, thriving, becoming through the grace of each other, learning to swim, learning to live, learning to be. Here we are, imperfect, beautiful, and even when we don't feel it, loved and loving, drifting here with our ship's companions. Let us sing together. Rise in body or spirit.